run in the Longo area in Central Province. Government intensified efforts to curb misinformation ahead of August general election. And in global news, Trump says he did not see part of video with racist tweets depicting Obama as hate. Over 1,500 illegal miners have been ordered to vacate from the Longo area in Central Province after a provincial joint operations committee found over 2,000 people, including youth, women and children, mining without authorization on the site. Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Nina Monacampo issued the directive to halt unregulated activity on a privately owned farm and restore order in the district during a high-level inspection, which included Chirongo District Commissioner Lloyd Kayaka, government officials, police and military representatives. Dr. Monacampo stressed that the government is committed to ensuring the safety and well-being of all citizens, particularly in youth and aged minors, to summarize their activities on foreign corporations. And Chibombo District Commissioner Lloyd Kayaka explained that the illegal activities were uncovered following reports of widespread environmental degradation caused by unregulated mining and highlighted that government will not tolerate such activities and will take strict action against those involved.
We know the number of people are in the room, most of them were there, we are not in the room, and we saw quite a big number in the time we were there, and we were told about the number of mines during the night. So we were trying to estimate how many there is to be dig over those numbers. We were told that it can usually go up to 1,000 during the night when they do the actual mining.
Inspector found deplorable working conditions, including a lack of shelter, toilets, and clean water for miners, and noted the presence of women and children at the site, prompting them to secure the area and protect the private property affected by the encroachment while assessing the environmental damage for subsequent rehabilitation. Government has disclosed that it has intensified a comprehensive approach aimed at curbing misinformation as the country prepares for this year's general election. Ministry of Information and Media Principal Public Relations Officer Shamim Matemba says that the combined measures include the formation of the Zambia Action Coalition on Information Integrity in Elections and other legal and technical interventions to protect the information environment, ensuring rapid and unified interventions and building institution capacity to detect and neutralize the evolving digital threats ahead of the polls. Mr. Temple emphasized that aside the legal framework, coordinated measures focus on strengthening digital resilience, expanding access to verified information, and tackling sophisticated risks such as AI-generated deepfakes and targeted online manipulation. He says that the multi-sectoral approach, combined with the Access to Information Act, is intended to safeguard democratic values, protect media freedom, and empower citizens to make informed electoral choices. As Zambia prepares for the 2026 general election, the Minister of Information and Media has outlined a major national effort to protect the integrity of information and strengthen democracy. The key achievement is the establishment of the Rwanda Action Coalition on Information Integrity and Election. This United States brings together government, the Electoral Commission of Rwanda, civil society, media, and technology partners to combat misinformation, disinformation, and digital threats like AI-generated deepfakes. Central to this effort is the Rwanda Access Information Act. Rwanda Sugar has assured over 1,000 former workers that all verified pension and payments will be reserved for those who contributed to the former national president and ZANPF. The assurance was followed a meeting at in Zabuga that brought together National Pensions Authority, NAPFA, Rwanda Sugar, both former and current employees to address missing pension contributions. Rwanda Sugar Corporate Affairs Director Eugene Kibbe disclosed that the company has been settling outstanding pension claims on an ongoing basis, but acknowledged delays in processing caused by difficulties in receiving archived records needed for claim validation. He attributed the backlog to the extensive operator search required to confirm individual entitlements and emphasized that to accelerate validations, the company has engaged 30 interns and plans to recruit an additional 10 staff to provide further support. Mr. Chairman, adds that close to 1,000 applicants have already been validated and NAPSA will begin contacting validated claimants individually to advise them of their status, with payments for eligible claimants due to commence by next week and full validation scheduled for completion by March 2026. Deputy Secretary General Mbutei has alleged that selective application of the law under the current regime, following a feature of Livingston Mayor Constance Munyabai on charges of corrupt practices involving 120,000 kwacha in Rwanda last week. Mrs. Poole says the outcome raises serious questions about the impartiality of anti-corruption efforts under the current administration. She has emphasized that enforcement appears uneven, with opposition figures subject to aggressive investigation while individuals perceived to be aligned with the ruling party face less scrutiny, thereby undermining the government's promise of equal treatment before the law. This is clearly questions that the persistence of selective enforcement is likely to weaken public confidence in state institutions and could frustrate efforts to combat corruption effectively and aid for transparent, consistent application of legal standards across the political spectrum to restore faith in justice mechanisms. In Monday, Livingston Magistrate Court acquitted that the Livingston Mayor, Constance Munyabai, of two counts of corrupt practices, finding her not guilty of the two offences linked to the corrupt legitimate funds from Mark Gabba, the owner of the Mutual Fund Limited.